Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Itamar Tzvi Rafab and Dvar Esther. It's based in the Torah Rein Rabbein, our Gain Ramosh Zetzal. Famous Gemara in Shabbos 88a. By Sahar, Kadosh Baruch Hu put the mountain over the Jews' heads like a barrel. If you're Makabal the Torah, good. If not, you're going to be buried here. There. Racha Bankov says, here's Moder Abba, here's an excuse that if we say we weren't Makabal the Torah, we can claim that we have, if we weren't Makabal, we weren't Makayim the Torah properly, we have an excuse because we were forced. But Rava says, nevertheless, Hadar Kiblu Abim Achashverosh, we were Makabal the Torah again in the time of Achashverosh. So Rashi says, Bim Achashverosh, Mi Avasin Eis Shanazalem, because of the love of the miracle of Chorah. It's not the love of the miracle, it's the love of what came out of the miracle. Not the miracle itself, what came out of the miracle, that's where they are makabel the Torah. And it was this miracle that caused them to be makabel the Torah again and do tshuva and receive the Torah this time with love. It wasn't all the fasting before, but it was the miracle. So what's this inyan of loving the miracle and not the outcome of the miracle? So much so that it was the miracle that it caused them to be Makabal Torah again. So in the Gemara in Chulin 139b, where do you see Moshe in the Torah? You find a remez to Moshe b'shigam u'basar, and b'shigam is Bigamatria Moshe, and it says that the pasuk there that Shikamu Basar Me'ev Esrim Shana. It's a remez to Moshe. So you see, already in Parshas Noach, there's a remez to Moshe. The Gemara says, where do you see a remez to Haman? Hamina Eitzase. Rashi says, Vote Shalom and Minayin Moshe remez Kodim Shabash Sofullah. But where do you see a remez to Moshe before he came that he's going to come? And the Sanskrit Gemara have to be mocked in the Moshe Rabbeinu has to be. Torah has to be. That's why we were Makabal the Torah B'kfiyah, because it's necessary for the world. Moshe Rabbeinu was called Torah's Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is Mukhruch B'briya. He has to be. And Moshe Rabbeinu has to be, then there must be a remez for him in the Torah. Because the Metzias that has to be, it's going to be alluded to in the Torah. Rashi says, of course, we see Moshe Rabbeinu 1,000 times in the Torah. But where is he alluded to before he comes? Even before he comes around, where's the root of Moshe Rabbeinu? Where does it start? It starts in Parashas Noach, that's talking about the Mabul. We know Mount Torah was a Mabul. Mount Torah was supposed to be Gishmei Bracha. And it would have been the Tikkun HaShalem had they done Shuva. And that relates, of course, to the Mount Torah de Moshe. Same thing coming down in the Shemaim, the Shefa Men Shemaim, Shefa Gashmi, Shefa Ruchni. But the point is that the Gemara is saying that Moshe Rabbeinu has to be Merumas in the Torah. Because every Metzias has to be in the Torah. Therefore, if a person says, there's no Tchias HaMesim in the Torah, so it doesn't count. Rashi says, Ma Lanu Lamunaso. Rashi in Perek Chelek. What do we need his faith for if he says it's not in the Torah? In other words, a true Metzias has to be found in the Torah. Because that's where it's rooted, that's where it's founded, that's where it gets its reality from. Otherwise, a guy believes in something, it means nothing. It doesn't have any basis. But if he believes it's in the Torah, then it has a basis. You have to believe Tchias HaMesim is in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is Mukhruch HaMetzias, there has to be a root in the Torah. And that's the question of Haman min HaTorah. Haman is also Mukhruch HaMetzias, but that's a Metzias of Sheker, Zelu Mazeh. Haman made himself a god. Haman said that I have to be. I have to be. So that's the Zelu Mazeh of Moshe Rabbeinu. When God appears to Moshe, he says, what's in your hand? He says, Amata, staff. He says, take it and do the Isis. Do the signs. And God says to him, throw it into the ground. In front of power, he throws it to the ground, it becomes a snake. Moshe Rabbeinu runs away. And because this matter, On one hand, it's, we discussed this in a pre, in a recent, not so, in a recent shiur, relatively recent, how Mat is straight, it's a staff, does miracles, it's the staff of God. Mat is Mishal Nahatot. You could be Matted one way or the other. It could be the Tzad HaTov and do the amazing miracles, it could be the Tzad HaRa, it could be the snake. And that's the soul of the Bria. It could be a snake and you could be Hofech, you could transform the snake into the Matte and vice versa. And that's the way the world goes. Everything could go both ways. Every person could go both ways. Every matzah could go both ways. And what we have to do is you have to take the Messias of Sheker, Achoz Biznavo, hold at the edge of it and turn it back into the Matte. That's our job. Our job is to take the Ra and transform it into Tov. You have to see the Sheker in the world as a derech to get to the Tov, to get to the Emes. And that's the snake, that's also the Matte. Bereshis bara Elokim sofei tevet emes. Bara aleph. Bara Elokim lasas. Bereshis bara Elokim is also emes. Bereshis is a tough. Bara aleph. And Elohim Mem. So that's Emes. And then Parashas Mashiach Bereishis. It's also Sofei Tevet Emes. Bara Elohim Lasos. God wants to come ultimately. It starts with Emes, it ends with Emes. Sfas Emes Tikon La'ad. The truth is forever, it says in Mishlei. Badar Gil Lashon Sheker. Sheker is only temporary. And Sheker is supposed to reveal the Emes. Through the Sheker, you get to the Emes. And that's the way we live our lives. We have essays and los essays. Essays is getting to God through the positive. You're mitzarach yourself to the Emes. And the los essays is to be mitzarachek, is to distance yourself from the Sheker. Haman was so happy when the poor fell out on Purim, on Adar, because he said, oh, this is the month Moshe Rabbeinu died. And he wasn't aware that this was the month that Moshe Rabbeinu was born also. Go both ways. Moshe Rabbeinu includes all of Klal Yisrael. Chazal say that one of the Tanaim, giving a shir to wake up the Talmidim. He says a woman in Mitzrayim gave birth to 600,000 people. One birth, Talmidim woke up, Yocheved. So Moshe Rabbeinu encompasses all of Klal Yisrael. Every chiddush that we say is rooted in Har Sinai. Afilu Mashi Talmid Vosik Asit L'Chadish was already given to Moshe. Even what a Talmud is going to be Mechadish was given to Moshe. Moshe is Mukh HaMetzias because Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu encompasses all of Klal Yisrael. Haman was very happy. He says, wow, if Moshe Rabbeinu died, that's all of Klal Yisrael. But you know that Moshe Rabbeinu was also born on Zayin Adar. Rashi k'day leida shetchaber ala misa. But there's a leida, there's a hipuch. There's going to be a rebirth. As we spoke about in a previous year, that's the Kabbalah Satorah Me'ahava of the Jewish people. That's Kiviyachal, the rebirth of Moshe Rabbeinu. The latest Mechaper and the Misa. So Haman is the Tzad Sheneged against Moshe Rabbeinu. He's Mukha Chametzias and Moshe Rabbeinu is Mukha Chametzias. He's Mukha Chametzias because he makes himself a god. He's not really, but he thinks he is. He's the Tzad Ra, the Tzad Sheker. Moshe Rabbeinu is Mukha Chametzias because we receive the Torah through him. Rafidim Rafu Yedam in HaTorah. The Jewish people were weakened from Torah, and that's why when they were fighting Amalek, Moshe couldn't keep his hands up. Even though the Luchas comes out were about 8 tons, the Luchas were extremely heavy. I'm saying it was a nice that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to carry the Luchas. And he can't keep his hands up. The answer was supernatural. The Jewish people were offered Yidehem and HaTorah. Their hands were weakened, so Mela, Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were weakened. It was also supernatural. What Haman wanted was to destroy God's Kal Yisrael. And that's Mamash Rishimanda's Koach. Once you have the Ksav of the king writes a letter, it can never be erased. And as Meir Rabbeinu always used to emphasize, it's still out there. It was never erased. It was just a hipuch. What happened was that we were told on that day of those letters that the Jews are supposed to be erased, now we can defend ourselves. And that's what turned into and that was the miracle. The miracle was the hipuch. How the sheker turned into emes. That very day, that was supposed to be the downfall of the Jewish people, was the victory of the Jewish people. Haman got so big, so big, so big, and then all of the emes turned into sheker, and he ended up hanging on a tree. The Rebbeinu says, Pshat in the Rambam, that Christianity and Islam and Melachim, Melachos Melachim, are going to lead us to Mashiach. It's not l'shvach, it's l'ganai. Because we're going to see through that sheker, we're going to see the other side, we're going to see the emes. We're going to see how false it is to believe in Chas v'Shalom, the Trinity, and that God came down as a human being, Chas v'Shalom. That he was sacrificed, Chas v'Shalom. All this Chas v'Shalom. And all the Muslim beliefs in Muhammad, with all the wives, and Chas v'Shalom, the prophecies, and the Jewish people being rejected. The world's going to see through that sheker, they're going to come to the emes. And that's tzchok. What's tzchok? Tzchok is when there's a sudden transformation. Anything funny is because you're not expecting it. A lot of books have been written on humor. But that's the aside of humor. The aside of humor is that it's something unexpected. If you want to make someone laugh, think of something unexpected, and you'll see any joke. That's the start of any joke, any one-liner. You're just not expecting the end. That's why it's funny. That's why it's funny. The old guy falling on the banana peel. He's walking, and everything looks good, and he'll say, "Up!" Suddenly, he's on his behind, on the ground. And that's the shorish each month. The months are broken up to 12 kochos and nefesh. And Adar is connected to tzchok, mekubal and teaches Sefer Yetzira. Because samach zvulun b'tzeisecha, simcha goes with tzchok. Oz yimol yitzchok pinu. That's going to be the simcha lasid lavo. Not pshat that we're just going to be happy because things are great. Because everything we thought that was so horrible, was so miserable, was really the best. Oz yimol yitzchok pinu. We're going to see all the yanam achal, all the cancer, all the suffering, all the infant mortality, child mortality, the Holocaust, the Crusades, the Inquisitions, Ozim Oli Tzchoik Pinu, we're going to see how that was for the best. Same, that's the Tzchoik of the Hipuch, of things turning around. Ki Oz Efech El Amim Sofa Mru Alikor Kulam B'Shem Hashem. Pasuk in Tzfanyan 3:9. I'm going to transform all the nations to clear language. All of them are going to call out the name of God. It's going to be a hipuch, epoch. It's going to be a hipuch. That all the ra is going to turn into tov. And that's the whole nes of Purim. There was this ksav that couldn't be changed, and in the end, that was really the cause of our victory. Vanquishing the enemy. So that's the simcha of the neis. Simcha of the neis is the simcha of the hipuch. That's Yitzchok. Yitzchok is Melashim Tzchok. There was Tzchok in the world, Koloshimei Yitzchakli, because there was a hipuch. Avram wasn't supposed to have children, Sarah wasn't supposed to have children, Pitom they have a child. And that's going to be the Tzchok Acharon of Ozim Ali Tzchok Pino. Like it says in Pesachim 119b, that at the end of days Hashem's going to make us a Seuda. In the future, God's going to make a Seuda for the Tzaddikim when He does His Chesed for the Zera of Yitzchak. Yitzchak is future tense, laugh. We will laugh, everything's going to turn around. And the Peter of Asher Haini, Kippur Haman, Embach, Lepurain, was all transformed. That's the Tzchok, Yeshiv, Vashemayim, Yitzchok, Hashem, Yilak, Lomai. Hashem was on a hug called Tzchok. Paro was Tzchok, the whole story was funny. Called Ben Elod, the Eretash Lichu, and he was keeping the, through his own Zera, they found the kid in the river, and then through his own Zera, he raised the child in his palace. They took the child from the river. He was raised, and Paro was raising Mashim Shal Yisrael. That's the Tzchok. That was the first Gula. That's the ultimate Gula. Acher is Kireishis. That's why we have such an Avos HaNeis. That's what made us be Makabel the Torah again. We saw the Hibuch. And of course, for us, the message is that in our own lives, all the negative things that we see and feel, we should be conscious, aware, and mindful of the fact that these are things that are not just going to be fixed despite what happened, but because of what happened. It's supposed to make us better. It's supposed to help us grow. It's supposed to bring us to a much better place. Why do we end up receiving the Torah? Because of Haman. It was Haman who helped us receive the Torah. That's the greatest hipuch. Like the joke that Haman speaks to the Prime Minister of Iran. We know that Iran is working very hard to try to destroy Am Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, that's what they've been doing for years. Working very hard day and night to try to set up a military infrastructure around Israel that will bring to our destruction. So Haman comes to the Prime Minister and he says to him, "My Rabbi, Prime Minister of Iran, don't start up with the Jews. Look what happened. I try to destroy them. And now for thousands of years, every day that to celebrate what happened, the Jews had the happiest day of the year. You see people, mamish revelry, getting drunk, dancing, singing, having parties, all because of me. So don't start up with them, it's just going to bring them more simcha. Because of Haman, the Jewish people were Makabel Torah. Haman is a tzad shekeneged of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Jews were Makabel Torah through Moshe, now through Haman. Through his decree, the Avos HaNeis, the Jewish people were Makabel Torah again. That's the Hibuch of the Sihara, the zenith of evil, bringing to the best the greatest good. We have this amazing day with Haman wanting to destroy the Torah, he wanted to make himself to avoid the Zohar. So much Torah has been said on Purim. So many Sfarim have been written on Purim. So many Chidushim, in Hilchos Purim, Hilchos Mikra Megillah. Abba. Well, because of Haman. So thank you, Haman. That's the sea of Ra turning into the sea of Tov. Sea meaning the height, the zenith, the peak. So that's the Avod of Perm, the Avod of Tzvot, of Hibuch. And we should be Zoch and Mirz Hashem to be Mishabir to that. And Bizocha to all the Yeshuas. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.